Ladies and gentlemen,
you're now tuned into Epic Talks, the podcast
number one for real
with Jay Phoenix, provided by Epic Media MKE.
What's good, everybody? It's your girl Jay Phoenix, and you already know you're tuning into Epic Talks, the podcast, the best podcast that's going on right now. So go ahead and tell your friends, your business professionals, and all your other good family to tune on in, because this is about to be good. So as we know, this podcast platform is basically self-help for entrepreneurs. And as we know, we definitely need it. But however, this season, we're truly focusing on African-American women thriving in their business. So we're not just limiting to ourselves to one type of industry or one type of market. We're talking to various professionals. And I'm super excited for today's show, because I am sitting here with my very special guest, real estate broker in four different states, Georgia, Florida, Wisconsin, and Illinois. She's a Milwaukee native, so represent Milltown. I love it. She's also an instructor, coach, trainer, and real estate mentor. But the most important part is she is the CEO. Of all of this, you guys got to understand how big this is. I'm super, super excited to have not only my friend, but one of my great, great aspirations, Tamara Moultrie, in the building. How you doing, girl?
Yay! Wow. I am doing fine. Man, it's been such a long time since we talked. I mean, you know, I've been watching you do your thing, and I've been doing mine, and I'm so happy to have us back together again. So, I mean, everybody out there, what's up? I mean, I'm ready to, you know, just pour into everybody and tell you about me. I'm ready to go. Oh. Ask me anything, Jay.
I got you. I definitely do appreciate you coming on by, because I know you're a very busy woman. Everywhere I look up, you at a show, you at this, you in this state, that state. Actually, what state are you tuning in from today?
Oh, today I'm in Florida. I actually just left Georgia yesterday. So wow. I had to go there. I actually have properties in three out of the four states that I'm licensed in. So I have properties in Georgia, Florida, and Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. So how many doors would you say you got ranked up?
Well, I used to be at 50 doors, but of course the market crashed back in 2008. So I liquidated and I started all over, and I'm back up to about 22 doors right now. And 19 of those are free and clear.
Ooh, come on. There we go. Free and clear. I like that. Yes. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, welcome to the show. And it's so interesting. This first question, I love to hear people's answers. It's never the same. So I'm definitely intrigued. I'm already just interested in what you're going to say. So are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, Ms. Moultrie, what makes you epic?
Well, Lord, I don't know where to start. I just want to say I got this out of the mud. I mean, no family inheritance, no help, no mentor, no anything. I am self-made millionaire. I have been so since way back when, second time millionaire. I actually founded everything that I've done by myself. Mm-hmm. Again, with no money given to me and nobody trying to invest in me, just have worked tirelessly to get to where I am at this point, to be in Forbes, to be seated next to Cardi B in a feature, to be seated next to Jeff Bezos in a feature, to be seated next to Grant Cardone, Gary V, and Tony Robbins, Oprah. I mean, you don't see very many people of my stature or where I come from be in a position like that, to be in articles and features like that. They're all over the internet. They're all in Google. I've been doing multiple podcasts on YouTube, radio shows, TV. I have a little show in Florida called Out and About Southwest Florida. So listen, I could go on and on. That question is actually a little bit broad, but I guess I'll stop there.
Wow, that is amazing. Like, and I'm gonna be congratulating you throughout the entire interview. I'm just letting you know, because I you can literally Google your name and it's a boom, boom, boom. And I love it. You're definitely inspiration. Seriously.
Thank you. Oh, I my appreciate goodness. That.
So what got you started in entrepreneurship? And then what kind of led you into the real estate industry?
Okay, so I came from the teaching industry. My undergrad is in education, mm-hmm. elementary education. And I guess I'll be totally honest with everybody and just simply say that I had a naughty son in school. Mm. And I had a handle on the students that I was teaching. At the time, I was teaching fourth grade. And he kept misbehaving at school. So while I had those children under control, I didn't have my own son under control, and I needed more flexibility. And I was a single mom, and I just started praying, Lord, can you please tell me what I need to do to try to replace this teaching income so that I can have a more flexible schedule so I can be able to go up to the school to see about my own child while I'm taking care of everybody else's. I need to be able to take care of my own. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what led me into the real estate realm. I had a brother at the time who was incarcerated, and he did say that he's hearing a lot of people talk about real estate, and that was quite some time ago. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just started getting in books, getting on the internet, doing research, and decided that that was going to be the way to go. And how I replaced my teaching income is by becoming a real estate investor and a landlord. And 50 doors later, I, you know, decided to become a loan officer. Then after that, I became a mortgage broker. So I have a mortgage background. I'm still in the mortgage background just to support real estate investors with funding needs. I have about 20 different income streams in real estate right now.
What?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Wow. That just blew my mind. 'Cause you know, they say, you know, you need seven. You should have seven. What? You got three times that almost.
Right.
Wow. Right. That is amazing. And then, so when you first started in real estate, you said you started on the investor side, landlord side. So did you?
Yes.
You kind of just started into that right away?
Yeah, I actually did. And if you're wondering how this all came together, it's because I bought my first home back in, I want to say, 1999. And at the time, I didn't know anything about credit. I didn't know anything about what's called a refinance. And when I started learning more about it, you know, that is how I actually started off with getting the down payment money to get started into real estate. And I was able to refinance that property for actually twice. I was able to do that. And I pulled out a sum of, I want to say, to the tune of about $60,000, because again, for 5 years, I sat there not understanding or knowing what a refinance is. So for 5 years, equity was building in that property, mm-hmm. which a lot of people don't know much about. And that's part of where my coaching and mentoring and training comes in, where I teach people how to do the same, how to pull cash out of their properties to use so that they can invest and level up and scale.
Wow. That's amazing. And then, so how long you say you've been in the industry now?
I actually, with all of my teaching, coaching, mentoring, training, and just everything real estate, is 18 years.
18 years. Wow.
Yes, ma'am. I walked away from corporate America back in 2003, and I never looked back.
Oh, my goodness. So even after the crash and everything, and you still thrived and still push through it. So this last pandemic was a breeze.
Excuse me.
Just wondering.
I had people actually poking fun at me because I don't have brick and mortar office spaces. I'm a virtual real estate broker in four states, and I had people poking fun because I didn't have an office. When, guess what? Who had the last laugh?
Ooh.
Because I was totally virtual and I killed it during the pandemic.
Wow.
Still killing it during the pandemic, because I used that as an opportunity to get in front of everybody, because everybody was at home. You don't know how many transactions that I closed while being right at home. Never met the client, never saw the house, never did the inspection, never met the inspector, mm-hmm. appraiser, anybody, and we still were able to close.
That is amazing. That is amazing, because you don't hear that a lot, especially during the pandemic, you know, people saying, you know, businesses just didn't know what to do, was pretty much lost, but that's amazing. It seems like you was already ahead of the game, though, you know?
Well, that's why I made the point about people poking fun and ridiculing me when really I had the last laugh, because I was already set up. Years ago, I did have an office. I did have a brick and mortar. But why spend all that additional money on brick and mortar when you can be completely virtual? That's where the world is moving to. And a lot of my information and a lot of all of my education that I pass out to everyone, a lot of it is through social media. So I figured, hey, let me just be virtual. Let me do my Facebook Live. Let me grow my following. And it has been amazing. You wouldn't believe everything if I had to tell you all in this time frame that we have to talk about how consistent all of my real estate clients and my real estate business. Wait a minute. Let me back up. For free leads because of social media, because I'm getting in front of everyone and I'm educating them about loan processes. I'm educating them about how to buy properties, whether it's a first timer or an investor. So I just got everybody at that time, since they were at home, to watch me. I did everything through Facebook Live and social media, and that's how I did even more to come up.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. So that leads me actually to my next question, because your business has grown to 4 states. How did you scale to, you know, cross the state lines and build businesses?
Well, and I'm glad you asked that question, and people ask me that question all the time. Here's the thing. I kept watching on social media the migration, and I kept looking at the link between Milwaukee and Atlanta. There's a lot of people who keep going back and forth between Milwaukee and Atlanta. They have either family members there, or I don't know, maybe Milwaukee reminds them something about Atlanta, I don't know. There's just been a huge hype about Atlanta, and I was actually looking for another area for me to put my license so that I could have. I'm a traveler. First off, I'm a traveler. Yes. I love to travel all over the place. So that's why this totally works for me, mm-hmm. and why I have properties in different locations. So when I land to handle my business, I don't have to go to a hotel or an Airbnb, mm-hmm. which, you know, I own the property, so I can just go and stay, handle my business, fly back out and go to the next state and do this round robin type thing.
Yeah.
And so those are some of the reasons why, because I love to travel and because I wanted to get into different markets. Not saying that I thought Milwaukee was too hard. It's just that with me liking to travel and me watching the migration back and forth, the same thing with Milwaukee and Florida. There's a lot of people that buy second homes in Florida. The same thing with Illinois. Illinois is right next to Milwaukee. I get my flights out of Illinois. Illinois people are always over in Wisconsin. Illinois people are always over in Florida. And the same thing, Illinois, they're always in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Illinois are always in Wisconsin. And Georgia people, they come between Georgia and Florida. So people are, they don't understand the correlation between all the 4 states. And of course, in my mind, it's like, well, maybe they don't have to understand, but I understand it. Right. There's just a link and a correlation between all 4 states. So that's why I did it. One of the other reasons why I chose Georgia first is because they don't have any reciprocity issues. If you are licensed in 1 state, you are able to have reciprocity with them. So if you're licensed in Wisconsin, you just do their paperwork, and now all of a sudden, and you pay your fees, background check, now all of a sudden you're licensed there, and there are really actually no requirements. Mm. So I didn't have to do any education, testing, exam, none of that. And once you get your license, you get it for 4 years. You're not up for renewal until the 4-year period is up.
Wow. That's I didn't know that, by the way. Thanks for that.
So listen, when it's your time, listen, hey, a lot of my licensees, they join my firms for that reason, because they're able to get multi-licensed and they can hang their license under my other brokerages, especially if they like to travel like I do. They're looking to do the same things that I'm doing, and I welcome them with open arms.
Wow. And let's talk a little bit about that. What made you decide to go into that teaching aspect in real estate? What kind of thing made you do that, go into that?
Well, here's the thing. My background is education. So I figured, you know, hey, I don't want to waste my teaching degree by not bringing it over to the real estate aspect of things. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, I have the knack, I have the knowledge, I have the skill level. Why not? Which brings me to me creating my real estate courses for real estate investors. That's pretty exciting. And also me creating a format and a plan and courses for new real estate agents. These courses are going to be pushed around to all real estate professionals who are brand new and who are not getting the support that they need from their actual brokerages. You can sign up to a brokerage, but they still may not give you the support that you need. And for you to be able to create additional income streams, I'm going to be mentoring and coaching real estate brokers, independent real estate brokers who want to build multi-million dollar businesses.
Wow. That's you just keep blowing my mind. I didn't know that. I didn't know the other part of you, you know, teaching brokers. I just thought it was just real estate agents. But that's amazing that you're sharing your wealth of knowledge with other people. And you're teaching. That's not just for the state of Wisconsin. Is that for the other states as well, too? Or
I'm going to be honest with you. When I get done with this project, these courses are going to be worldwide. For anyone who wants to invest in real estate, learn how to become a real estate investor, how to get the capital to do so. I'm doing the funding for real estate investors. I have a one-stop shop concierge service that caters to out-of-state investors. So I have a group of individuals that continuously reach out to me. This is for free. This is for free off of social media. Mm-hmm. And how I do this, and I'm not afraid to share, you know, I know people always say the game is to be sold, not told, but I'm not afraid to tell people what I'm doing to be able to get all of this business coming in for free without me having to pay for real estate leads. And it's because I offer value in the real estate groups.
Wow, that's a good one.
This is key. This is cold. This is a cold piece right here.
Yeah.
Anybody who is afraid to mix and mingle in those groups, you're doing the wrong thing, because once you answer a question, and your response is valuable, you don't have to worry about trying to be in somebody's DMs, trying to get them to do business with you, because they are going to reach out to you. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been happening. When someone posts something and I answer the question truthfully, tell them about my journey, tell them about my experience, tell them what I'm doing to help everybody else, they automatically reach out to me in droves. Wow. So that's how I'm building my business even more. I get a lot of referrals, people dropping packages of properties in my lap. I'm doing $1 million deal right now that I'm wholesaling, getting ready to make probably about $320,000 on this deal. And it's because people keep giving me packages to sell for them. And people don't know you can be a real estate agent and still do wholesaling and still do investing and still do add trade lines to people's credit, still do credit help, still do these courses. I got a product line opening up for my real estate group, Top Women in Real Estate. I'm making masks, I'm making clothing. Listen, this ain't nothing but a hustle. Do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I know what to do to make it happen.
That is amazing. So what would you say, because I can only imagine how hardcore your networking skills are. Do you have any advice for those who don't really know how to network properly or feel comfortable while networking?
Well, and here's the thing. I'm going to go back to what I just said. They need to learn how to do these Facebook Lives. Learn to create yourself a group. You are to create your group for whatever your niche is. My niche, my main niche, is working with out-of-state real estate investors. Of course, I'm going to work with everyone, first-timers and people who moving up, 55 and older community, people who are downsizing, upgrading. You know, you downsize when all your kids are gone. You know, and then you turn around and maybe you need to upgrade because you having a growing family. So for people who are trying to bring their vision to life, of course, it's social media, to get on every social media platform and showcase yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a ritual that I have going and I try to stick to it. But in my Facebook group, once you grow it, you need to put some things into place that people can be waiting for, like every day. Like on Wednesdays, I have what's called Webinar Wednesday. So here we go. Money Making Monday, I give money tips. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday. Wednesday is Webinar Wednesday. Thursday is Thought Provoking Thursday. Friday is Freestyle Friday. Saturday is Small Business Sunday. Sunday is Speaker Sunday, and Saturday is Small Business Day.
I love it. I love it. I love how you have a theme for every day. So like the people in your group. And I love that you said that, because that builds a community as well.
Absolutely. And this is what we should all be doing. I don't care what, you know, this is an entrepreneur podcast. So I don't care what you're doing in life. This can apply to everything. This isn't just about real estate. This is about networking with others and bringing others together who have the same like minds. Be around like-minded individuals, even in a social media space. Social media has brought so many people together. You know, social media can be messy, but we need to look past the messy part and look at the value that it brings to your business by you building that Facebook group, offering your services to people within that group, actually bringing on other people into your group, interviewing them, and actually just making your group a whole business. Don't forget to start your product line. Don't forget to have your Facebook Lives. Don't forget to have your Webinar Wednesdays, where you give the ladies a tip or two, or you have a guest speaker come on in your group to talk about whatever it is that your group is about in your business. Have people feature their businesses, the ones that don't compete with yours. Not saying that we can't work with someone that has the same interest or skill level as you do. Just saying, making sure that someone, you know, is in direct competition with you. That person could be in real estate, but they may offer insurance for real estate professionals. You know, there's a way to make money in your groups by having them speak in your groups. These people have been cash apping me money for them to pay to post in my group. People have been paying me $250 an hour for me to do the real estate coaching and mentoring. When I tell you those income streams are there, they are way up there, sis.
Wow. Oh my goodness. All within this community that you built,
right,
in consistency that you have at your schedule. That's a game changer. Y'all better pay attention.
They better have that pen and pad out, because most people, they not going to give this away for free. They're not going to tell people how to get their business together. They're not going to tell people how to get their clients. And everybody thinks that you always have to pay for your leads, when it's not true. If you're doing a service-based business, you better learn how to get in front of that camera. Don't be shy. Or the other thing that you can do is you could have someone else speak for you. However, who better to talk about and explain your brand better than you? Learn to get comfortable in front of a camera. Learn to sit in front of the mirror and make sure that you're happy and you are able to articulate to a bunch of people. Because if you want your brand to go, your brand to grow, and you want to get that money, then some things you must do if you want to get that money. And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that this is all about money, because there's a whole bunch of charity work that I do. And there's a whole bunch of people that I help for free that for a long time, I have been, you know, doing credit repair for free. Because I looked at an article online maybe a year or so ago and I couldn't find it. I'm going to still search for it, where it said that in Milwaukee County that if they had done things the right way, there's 130,000 people that could be homeowners if people would just do credit repair for them for free. So that gave me the idea to just, since it comes natural to me now,
yeah,
to hook them for free. Now the trade lines, that's a different story. They gotta pay, you know, but the credit help I had been providing for free, but that also needs to change, because remember, everybody is not loyal and they'll take your information and they'll go someplace else. It seems like their feet are more planted and that seed is planted when you charge a fee, no matter how much it is. It does actually help you a little bit to hold on to your clients.
That definitely makes sense. I'm here for it. And that's amazing that you said that, because one thing I always tell myself is, I was like, I just can't wait to be in that position so I can just help a lot and serve a lot more people. But, you know, the realistic thing is, you know, sometimes that takes, you know, that investment and things of such, investment in yourself, but that is key. I'm getting so many gems from you right now.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a reason you're getting a lot of gems, and a lot of it is just, you know, when you a self-made business owner, you're coming from experience. You're telling everything that you did to make it. And even though I didn't have any help and maybe I wasn't ready, I'm feeling like I'm preaching now. Listen, I really wasn't ready, but I did it anyway. Listen, I did it. I wasn't really even scared. I mean, who does this? Who's doing so well back in 2008? And even though the market crashed, I still had a big bag of money, and I just decided to get online one day, and I went on some foreclosure site and typed in a place that I decided was going to be my vacation home, in a place that I ain't never seen, never been to. Click the button and, oh my God, what did I just do? I clicked the damn button to be somewhere in Florida that I ain't never been, and bought a condo for $28,000, and then all of a sudden got a plane ticket down there, flew down there and signed the papers, and now all of a sudden I'm in Florida. Don't have no family, no friends. Listen.
Wow.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. Learn to take chances sometime on yourself. Mm-hmm. Stop feeling like you can't do it. Stop being so afraid. Do you know that fear is one of the main things that stops a person from prospering? Because they think that they can't do it, and they are their worst own enemy. Ladies, we got to stop that. Yeah. We got to say, I can do this and I can get it done. And you need to get it done by any means necessary. Stop thinking that it can't happen and just do you.
Yes. That is amazing. Within your 18-year career, thus far, what would you say was the biggest hurdle that you had to overcome it, and how did you overcome it?
Well, I'll say this, that one of the largest hurdles has been people kind of taking you seriously. That's one hurdle, and disloyalty. I still go through that all the time. Some people, they become envious of you. They look at your status now, and they're looking to try to annoy you or harass you because they are miserable within themselves, and then they want to try to make you miserable because of, you know, the success that you've gained. So those are the types of things you got to be careful about when you start leveling up. Because people will try to bring you down. They will try to be against you. They will come to you asking for your help and then go somewhere else. Those are the types of things I'll say are hurdles. Sometimes I would think that I needed certain money to, you know, get started with things. And to be honest with you, I haven't been in a situation where I didn't have the money. This is where I say, you know, God has been looking out for his child, because with all this stuff that I've been doing, I mean, even here lately, it's like I haven't been using any of my own money to do it. And if it was a very small amount of money. I mean, my startup costs and the things that I do, I just, you know, hit the ground running and I just keep running. So when it's all said and done, I'm disappointed, and it's a hurdle when people don't really trust you. That's another big thing. Some people, they are so afraid of the process that they start not trusting you, and that is a big hurdle. Thankfully, the majority of the people that connect with me are ready to go, and they're so excited. They've been watching me. Some have been watching me for years, and they finally decided to jump in my DMs and say, listen, I want your help, whether it be a first timer or an investor. Mm-hmm. Those people who come to me, they act, some of them act like they're ready to go, but really they come to you for information for free and go somewhere else, or they don't trust you enough in the process and they start doing things or behaving in a way to let you know that they don't trust you. So those are been some of my obstacles.
Oh my goodness. How did you, what would be your best advice on how to get over things like that? Because I feel like that can happen in any industry.
You're right.
Service-based industry.
Can I tell you a quick story about one little situation that happened? Okay, so I had to let one of my agents go because, again, that's how I recruit agents to my firm, is by offering an online real estate course to become a real estate agent, real estate professional in Wisconsin. So I had one agent I had to let go, and people don't know that if you let a person go and there's a transaction in play, the transaction actually belongs to the broker. So it was a listing for sale, and this lady decided, well, since you let that person go, I'm going to let you go. And guess what? Contract law doesn't work that way. Mm. So she kind of had to stick with me. She didn't know me. So, of course, because she didn't know me, she really didn't trust me. And how I squashed all of that is I said, I'll tell you what, why don't we get together and let me take you to lunch? I took her to lunch. I sat her down. I told her all about myself. We had a fantastic time. I took care of her lunch. I paid for her lunch for her. We had an awesome rest of the transaction. Since then, she has friended me on Facebook. She's in my real estate Facebook group. I never once tried to talk down on her friend that I had to, you know, let go from my company. And that was it. I was professional throughout the transaction, and I never alluded to trying to be messy, because guess what? Mess is mess. We got to learn how to be above the mess and just get to the root of the issue. And that is taking care of the business.
Yes, I like that. I like that. And I love how you handled that as well, too.
Thanks.
Yes, period. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So what inspires you to keep going? Because, wow.
Oh, my God. You know what? This is crazy, but, and it's really not crazy. Think about this. I kind of felt stuck in my 9-to-5. And I guess I used to just think to myself, all this time that I'm in this job, I'm just thinking about all the rest of these other things that I could be doing with my time. I'm like, listen, I already got a little naughty boy at school. I said, you know, I got to be able to put my finger on his nose. So I need to be able to do something flexible so I can stop what I'm doing and go run up to that school and see what's going on. I said, I'm willing to do whatever it takes for me to never work a 9-to-5 ever again. Thus, the reason why I just continue to keep on building and I keep on creating additional income streams in the real estate arena. It seems like that's where it's at. So every time I look up, I got another idea. I have a whole bunch of other things that I'm doing that I haven't even mentioned yet in this podcast, but I know that question's going to come up, and when it does, I'll be able to tell you what my next things are. But listen, I just know that I will never want the opportunity to work a 9-to-5 again, and that is what keeps me going.
Woo-wee. That's real. That's real. That's definitely real.
Right.
What would be your last drop the mic gem that you would love to leave for our listeners? I'm excited. I wish they could see my face.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. The last gem I would say is, guess what? It's simple. KIS, keep it simple. Mm. You must keep going no matter what. You can never give up on yourself. There are many people that will come behind you and tell you that you can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I say the hell with that. I say, keep it up. Never give up on yourself. I see a lot of people on Facebook that they do a lot of complaining and they all upset and they want to give up. I say, keep going. Because if you're passionate about what you're doing, if you're passionate about it, the business is going to come. I just say, keep going, sis.
Yes, yes, I love it. Oh my goodness, Tamara Moultrie, everybody. Oh my God, that was amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, for our listeners who want to connect with you and join your Facebook group and definitely get some information about your school, how can they get in contact with you?
The best way is through any of my Facebook pages. I have a public figure page on Facebook under my personal name, Tamara Moultrie. It has CEO and it has my Wisconsin, Georgia, Florida. You can, all you have to do is type my name in the Facebook search and my name will come up. You can type my name in YouTube. You're going to see any other podcasts you want to see. You can join my group, Top Women in Real Estate. I told you I'm getting ready to launch my product line. I already got my masks done and flashlights and things like that. I'm actually branding the group. And the other things that I'm going to do, what's next for me is I bought a couple of lots in Florida. I'm getting ready to do some new construction. I'm building homes from the ground up. Yes. I'm getting ready to start a real estate apprenticeship program. I could go on and on, but those are my two big projects. I'm buying land in Wisconsin. I'm getting ready to do some build to rent properties or do the building so that I can sell new construction homes to people that are affordable because there's a lack of affordable housing in a lot of different areas. So that's one of the other realms that I want to get into.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Y'all better connect with her. Keep up with her.
Right, so listen, I don't care. You can reach out to me on my personal page, join my Top Women in Real Estate group. The best way to do this is to kind of just inbox me because listen, if everybody got my telephone number, I will be crazy trying to answer. I'm best. I'm always on social media. Facebook is my jam. I'm on Instagram, Tamara Moultrie Sells Real Estate. I have several websites. But people, I'm just saying, whatever it is that you're doing in life, please don't ever give up. Pray and just continue to research and get all the information you can. Get yourself a coach and a mentor that's reasonable, that will help you to achieve your goals.
Oh my goodness. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Tamara Moultrie. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Make sure you guys tune in. Make sure you guys follow her on social media, join her group. I promise you, you definitely won't be disappointed. As you can see, this lady's filled with gems and she just want to give them everybody. Everybody get gems.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, I'm looking forward to all these people who want to get into real estate investing. Again, I help them to acquire the real estate. I help them to fund it. I do the property management. I do the light rehab. I do the heavy rehabs. And I manage it for everybody. So let's get it started. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is this week's episode of Epitalks, the podcast for Jay Phoenix. We'll see you next week.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Jay. And you know I'm about to give you all this energy, baby.
You're now tuned into Epitalks, the podcast with my girl, Jay Phoenix.
Yeah. What up?
That's right.
Provided by Epic Media MKE.